Yep. So, welcome. We're having a quick Kent City Council meeting today to go over some things about there's some grant money available for America's 250th birthday that we need to get passed. So, with that, we'll have a motion to start the meeting.
I'll make that motion.
Second by Kevin. I forgot, wait a minute. We got back up. Before we do that, we have to have a motion to start the meeting, I guess, and then we do a roll call. We do the roll call first.
You called motion, though.
Okay,
right.
All right. And then Kevin seconded. All in favor?
Yes.
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 Okay. So, roll call of council members.
Craig Draper.
Fred Atkinson.
Jake Bagley.
Kevin Taylor.
Motion. Motion passed. All. Sherry Green's absent. So would this motion or this motion to for doing this resolution of Moroni City supporting America's 250 Utah and recognizing and approving the Moroni Utah 250 Community Committee. Do you want to read this, Ashley?
Yeah, or can I just explain it?
Well,
does that clear it?
Just do the whereas and the wherefores and the therefores.
Okay.
And the what afters.
Resolution of Moroni City supporting America 250 Utah and recognizing and approving of the Moroni Utah 250 Community Committee. Whereas Governor Spencer J. Cox and the Utah State Legislator created the America 250 Utah Commission, also known as America 250 Utah. Whereas the mission of America 250 Utah is to commemorate and celebrate, reflect on our nation's past, build community, and look toward the future by educating, engaging, and uniting Utahns and visitors to our state. Whereas America 250 Utah is seeking partnerships with counties and municipalities to further its mission, whereas the partnership will be formed by creating a local committee called the Moroni Utah 250 Community Committee. Whereas the Moroni Utah 250 Community Committee will focus on important events, people, and places within San Pete County to commemorate and celebrate San Pete County's role in America's 250th anniversary. And whereas local projects will enhance tourism, community building, and economic development opportunities. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Moroni City Council, one, hereby recognizes the Moroni Utah 250 Community Committee as its official committee, two, will partner with America 250 Utah, three, will support signature programs of the America 250 Utah Commission, and four, will support the Moroni Utah 250 Community Committee in its local efforts to educate, engage, and unify Utahns and our visitors in San Pete County.
So, in not quite so many terms, we need to make our committee today the
yes.
Utah 250 Committee and pass this, and there's some grant money that goes with this to help with different things for the 4th of July, basically.
Is it?
I mean, we have to put, don't we have to do a flag or a couple of things? What, there are a couple of lines there?
So, yeah, they asked for us to send pictures from our events. We've got to share with them what events we're doing. So I just pretty much laid out our whole 4th of July.
And so we're already three steps in front of it. We just had to have a meeting to pass this.
So we just had to put a committee in place that will run those things. So we're just using the members of the Moroni City Activities Committee.
We're going to change their name to the Moroni City 250 Committee.
Now,
boy, you better not say that fast.
And it's just going to be, I mean, we're not committing to, like, anything else other than what Moroni does. For
yes.
Okay.
That was going to be my question. Is we're not obligated to do anything other than what we want to do.
Yeah, we've just got to send, they just asked for some
pictures. We just got to sign off that we have a committee that's doing it.
And then we send in some forms and...
Be a few forms that we got
they
signed.
They do 1,500
for... So it's pretty much just getting money for our celebration by having our celebration?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
how much money are we talking?
$1,500 for. Is that going to get your jets that you want?
What can we use it for? I mean, we can use it for the opera house and the streets and so.
We've got to tell them what activities.
If you can figure out a 4th of July activity to have that way, we could use it for about. It's going to have to go into your 4th of July budget.
Last year they did a really great kickoff down at the Opera House, though, that Leonard Blackham and his wife put on.
Oh,
that.
Yeah. That was amazing.
Program.
I mean, there's lots of different things, but that's just going to bolster that up a little bit. And we've got some other things that they planned with ping pong ball drops and a few add-on things this year.
It'll
just help fit that stuff into a better budget.
Gotcha.
So with that being said, I would now entertain a motion to adopt the proposed resolution 2026-1-27A, resolution of Moroni City supporting America 250 Utah and recognizing and approving of the Moroni Utah 250 committee. I need a motion for that. Motion by Mr. Draper.
I'll second.
And second by Atkins. All in favor?
Do a roll call.
Aye. Roll call vote. Sorry.
Aye.
Craig? Yes.
Yes.
Fred? Yes.
Jake? Yes.
Jake? Yes.
Kevin? Yes.
Kevin? Yes. Motion carried.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, seeing how that's all of our. Carol, on this, you want everybody's got to fill one of these out.
Everyone needs to fill that out today before you leave.
Before you leave. But we can end the meeting and you can fill that out.
So,
okay.
So you fill those, you have to fill those out every year.
Thank your Utah State Legislature for that.
Mm-hmm.
Send a letter of thanks. Anyway, I need a motion to adjourn the meeting.
I'll make the motion.
Motion by Atkins, second by Taylor. All in favor?
Yes.
1207.